This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, and welcome to Live Wires on ARRA FM 92.7. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Ariella.
And we are your MCs for today.
Well, let's get started.
Okay, what should we talk about?
Well, we have to tell them what they're going to be listening to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we have a weather report by Sine, Socha and Elsie, some sports by Fletcher, Willie, Max and Rohan.
And we have Owen as our DJ today. The story by Elsie, Socha, Abby and Riley, the Stations of the Cross by Fletcher, Riley and me, followed by some more very exciting topics.
And my favourite part, the rap. It's going to be girls versus boys, but that's the last thing, so hopefully you stay around.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, yes, we're totally going to win. Go, girls!
Yes, the ref is going to be the best.
Yeah, the boys are going to lose, respectfully.
Very respectfully. We don't want any arguments before the show even starts.
Well, back to being MCs.
Oh yeah, forgot that we are MCs.
Of course you did.
We don't have to say that out loud. It's not my fault that I'm excited to be an MC.
Well, I'm excited too.
Should we hand the mic over now?
Okay, let's hand the mic over to our first speakers, Socha, Elsie and Sine, presenting the weather report.
Hopefully it's sunny.
Yeah, hopefully.
Over to you, Socha.
Hello, I'm Socha.
Hi, I'm Elsie.
What's up, Chair? I'm Sine.
And we are going to do the weather report for you guys.
Okay, so what's the weather like in...
Africa!
Socha, that's not even in New Zealand.
Yeah, but I want to know.
How about we do Wellington?
Sure.
Fine.
In Wellington, it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Huh?
Yeah, it's true. There's a high chance of meatballs coming down from the sky. So get your pots and pans.
Oh, interesting.
What the...
Talking about it makes me so hungry. Maybe I'll just walk to Wellington.
Anyway, in Auckland it's pouring down, with flooding and horses swimming in the flood.
Really?
Well, I'm not sure it's true, but that's what the paper says.
Ooh, I'll ride the horses.
Oh, Elsie, Elsie, Elsie.
What? Oh, well, apparently it's very, very hot in Christchurch.
Yeah, it's 100 degrees.
No, it's 467 degrees.
Gosh, Elsie, I'm so sick of hearing 6-7. That was so 2025.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6.
Stop!
Oopsies.
Stop! Elsie, this is not funny.
Sorry.
What's it like in Queensland?
I think it's pouring down with rain.
Like a shower? Cool, I haven't had a shower in 56 years.
Yeah, just like a shower.
It's the same in Auckland, remember?
It is?
Yes, Elsie, it is. We talked about it just before.
Oh, maybe I need to get tested to see if I've got memory loss.
Maybe.
Okay, let's stop talking about this. We're on the radio.
Okay.
What other towns and cities should we do?
Maybe Featherston?
In Featherston, it's really windy, but surprisingly warm.
And in...
Rotorua! It really stinks bad.
Sine, it always smells like that in Rotorua. Anyway, what I was going to say is palmy, but whatever.
I think it's time for us to wrap it up. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Back to you, MCs.
Welcome back to ARRA FM 92.7.
You're here with the St. Teresa's crew bringing you LiveWires.
That weather report definitely took us on a journey.
From Africa to meatballs falling from the sky, that's certainly interesting.
And I think we learned that 6-7 is still making appearances.
It might be time 6-7 has a holiday.
Anyway, moving on, next up we have...
Photo Day!
Who's presenting this again?
I think we might find out when they start talking.
Good plan. Over to them!
Hey, I'm Malachi and today we're talking about everyone's Photo Day pictures.
Hi, I'm Chris. Wait, what are we judging?
Hi, I'm Elsie, and we're judging how everyone looked in our class photos.
Hi, I'm Fletcher, and... Wait, no we're not.
I mean, that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically a pro at this. I do it at sleepovers, in my free time, with my mum.
I never agreed to judging people.
Well, you're here now, so.
Okay, first on the list is, hmm.
The photos. Some people definitely put a lot of effort into them.
Are you talking about my hair?
Well, your hair wasn't too bad, Fletcher. I'll give you that.
Exactly. My hair looked fine.
The boys' photos were on top of the pile anyway.
No way. The girls' photos were way better.
Yeah, Elsie, your photo turned out really nice.
You guys don't have much respect for boys, do you?
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, when did we say that?
Some people were definitely harder to organise than others.
True.
That's a little more fair.
Okay, let's move on.
Finally.
Just kidding.
Can we actually talk about photo day?
Yeah, we should.
Photo day was stressful. My hair tie literally broke.
That's rough.
Is that why you had your long, luscious hair down?
Duh.
Honestly, everyone was stressing way too much.
Easy for you to say.
True.
I took like 20 practice selfies.
20?
That's dedication, I guess.
Let's end this with a school photo day theme song.
Miss Locke always says that that song is dedicated to her. Definitely on our photo day.
Oh my goodness, her hair isn't that bad on a good day.
You're right. Anyway, let's go.
Bye.
Welcome back to our FM 92.7.
You're listening to LiveWise with St. Teresa's crew.
I think we have learnt one important thing from that segment.
What's that?
Never let Elsie be in charge of judging photos.
Especially if she has 20 practice selfies ready.
Moving from one hair disaster to another. Up next, we're heading into Booktown.
Take it away, Booktown Jessup team.
Sotra again.
And I'm Riley. And also, don't call me Pookie. I'm Gangster.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so a few weeks ago, we had a dress-up day for...
Booktown!
You just interrupted me. But yeah, that's what it was for.
Sorry, our outfits were so amazing.
I know, right? We look so slay.
Oh, 100%. We were rocking that place like super divas. We were dressed to impress.
Yes, but there were some really cool other outfits as well.
Yeah, did you see the juniors' costumes?
Yes, they were so cute.
Oh, they were so cute.
But I still think ours were pretty amazing.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but our Fancy Nancy costumes were just super duper slay baddie.
Yeah, Fancy Nancy was a really good idea for our costumes. You looked really good.
Thanks, so did you, girl.
Aw, thank you. And we can't forget Abby. She was a part of our costume and she looks so great.
Yes, she did. Our costumes were amazing, but I think we should talk about other people's costumes too.
Yar. Some people went all out with their costume designs.
Yeah, and some people added the little details that were really cool.
There were some people who kept it simple, and that was cool too.
True.
Oh, and don't get me started on the people who didn't even dress up.
At least everyone who joined in looked like they had fun.
Yeah, did you see?
Are you there, Sotra?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm just zoning out.
Okay, girl.
I really loved the teacher's outfits, too.
Yeah, and Miss Maguire as the Hungry Caterpillar, I loved it so much. That was, like, my favourite book when I was little.
Yes, it reminds me of us because we're always hungry.
Oh my gosh, Sotra. And Mrs. Matthews' costume?
Yes, a sleigh diva fairy.
She was a fairy.
And we cannot forget about the iconic Mrs. Luck. She literally showed up as the Queen of Farts.
Because in the story, she was the Queen of Hearts and farted a lot.
What story? Do I have memory loss?
The one Miss Maguire made?
Oh, yeah, she made a story for students based on all the teachers' dress-up outfits.
Yeah, how could you forget?
That was so funny. Do you remember the parade?
Yes, it was so slay. We ate the runway.
I know, right? All the classes did a parade circle and had a funky song to dance and groove to. Oh.
Socha, why on earth are you crying?
Because you're leaving us next year.
Well, still see each other.
But not as much.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh. Socha, we are on the radio. We have to stop this.
Oh, yeah, this is so unprofessional.
Okay, let's be tough now.
So basically, to sum this whole day up, it was so fun and crazy.
All the outfits were eating.
Except for the school uniforms. Come on, guys.
The teachers were so funny and their outfits were amazing.
And the story was cherry on top.
Oh, one last thing!
What?
Brooke's outfit was the best of them all.
Yeah. She was a rainbow fish and her outfit was so pretty.
She had glitter and shiny scales on her skirt.
A gorgeous makeup look.
And beautiful bouncy curls with glitter.
We love you, Brooke.
Okay, I think we've said enough now. Bye, back to you, MCs.
See you later, Pookie Gators.
Welcome back to our FM 92.7.
You're here with the St. Rosa's crew bringing you LiveWise.
Wow, those costumes looked really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone really got into the Booktown spirit.
It was definitely a lot of creativity.
And a lot of excitement.
Speaking of Booktown, we actually have another Booktown segment coming up.
That's right. Up next we have Booktown Editors.
Take it away.
I'm back again.
Hi guys.
I'm here too.
So today we're going to talk about something that we went to at the Anzac Hall.
Yep.
Is someone going to say the name?
You go ahead, Riley.
Nah, I'm good. You do it.
No thanks, you can.
No, it would be my pleasure for you to do it, Socha.
No, please.
We went to Booktown Editors.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Anyways.
Booktown Editors were super duper fun. We did so many activities, and I personally had a really good experience.
Blah, blah, blah. What you're meant to say is, Divalicious! That is what I would like to call my experience. It was so slay, and I had so much fun with my girlies.
Wow. Very descriptive.
We did 3 activities in total.
We made cards for Mother's Day.
Made random stories by doing a sentence each and then folding it and giving it to the next person.
And my personal favourite, news plays.
Yes, that was my favourite as well.
Yeah, that was so fun. We were given a piece of paper with scenarios on it and we had to act it out like a news report.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, Riley?
Hey, you interrupted me.
Riley, what were you going to say?
Remember our story?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was about Shrek, Purple Chad, Peppa Pig and a random spider.
I still have it. And by the way, Purple Chad is an inside joke if you're wondering.
When we look back at it when we're like 85, we'll have flashbacks and remember these good old days.
Yes. I still have mine too. And our news reporting was mad skills.
I was a reporter and it was about an eagle stealing a sheep.
I would like to say, we were pretty amazing.
Of course. We should also explain who was there.
Oh yeah, it wasn't just us.
It was almost all of the South Wadadupa schools.
It was very busy there, and at the start we were all playing tag.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that.
And we're not going to talk about me and Riley's fall.
Yeah, that was an interesting moment.
Basically, someone stepped back and accidentally knocked Socha and Riley over. It was such an unexpected moment, and everyone was laughing afterwards.
Elsie, why did you tell everyone?
I'm scared for life.
What if people see us in public?
You guys will survive.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm going to go hide under my Peppa Pig blanket, please.
Do you remember who was in our group?
Oh, yeah. I think it was our school and...
Dalefield?
Don't interrupt me, mate.
Ugh, Elsie. They were nice, I think.
We didn't really communicate with them, but they seemed nice.
I'm sure they were.
What else happened?
Not a whole heap. Wait, we forgot the cards.
Oh yeah, most of us made Mother's Day cards out of magazine photos.
We cut out little pictures from a published magazine and glued them onto a piece of paper.
The lady running that activity was actually the writer of the magazine as well.
Yeah, she was very nice and had pretty good skills, dude.
Okay, Riley.
Riley, did you actually just say that?
Sorry, I don't know what got into me.
Anyways, we left the event with extra magazines to take home, so we could do our own scrapbooking.
I took two home, and I made a really pretty design in my sketchbook.
Same. It left a really big mess, though.
To be honest, I took one home and gave it to my mum for Mother's Day. But don't worry, it wasn't her only gift from me.
Yeah, I gave one of the magazines to my mum, and she really loved her card.
Same. I'm proud to say, my mum actually cried for my card.
Same. My mum was so happy.
My mum hung it up on her wall, and now it's an ancient piece of art worth $1 million.
Ha! Mine is worth $85 quadrillion.
Mine is worth unlimited love.
Aww.
Yeah, and $98 quintillion.
Oh, yeah, I kind of knew that was coming.
Yeah, I'm so Sigma.
Nope, don't start Sigma again.
Ooh, why did I say that?
Moving on, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That day was great. I'm so happy I was chosen to go.
Should we talk about anything else?
I don't think so.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, let's wrap it out.
Before we go, we just want to say thanks to the Booktown community for organising this really fun day for us.
Oh, and to the people who ran the different activities.
Yes, thank you so much.
Guys, we better go now.
Yeah. Bye, and have a great day, you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Welcome back to Arrow FM 92.7. You're here
with the St. Teresa's crew bringing you live wires.
That sounded like such a fun day.
It really did. I think I want to try making one of those magazine cards now.
Same. Although, I'm not sure mine would be worth $85 quadrillion.
Probably not.
Thanks for keeping expectations realistic.
Next up, we have Owen with another song.
Owen, are you ready?
I sure am. Ashes Beast 2026 World Cup songs tied to champ teams. The high energy and football anthem was released on June 1, 2026 and quickly went viral. Driven by a massive fan push on social media, was officially selected by FIFA for the official FIFA World Cup 2026 album. I hope you enjoy.
Football.
Welcome back to our FM 92.7.
You're here with the Santa Teresa's crew.
That was a great song from Owen.
Definitely the energy is high.
We have another exciting segment coming up now.
It's time for our story.
This one was written and created by Elsie, Sotra, Abby and Riley.
Unfortunately, Abby is sick today, but get comfortable because this one's going to be good.
Over to you, girls.
In the days of old, 1026 AD, lived a 15-year-old girl named Helga Finehair. She was a very beautiful girl with wavy ginger brunette hair. She truly cared about being a Viking. "Helga, wake up!" yelled her older brother Sigurd. "Father and I are going to our Viking training. You must come and watch." Sigurd walked out of the room, his muscular figure thumping against the dusty floor. "Why must I always watch the training but never participate?" Helga replied as he walked out of the room. Sigurd threw her a dirty look and whispered, "Because, Helga, little girls must not fight as they are too delicate to handle it. And you don't want to be accused of witchcraft now, do you?"
Those words hurt Helga dearly, but she mustn't answer back. Or maybe she would get accused of witchcraft and burned at the stake. "Helga, get dressed, we're leaving," roared Helga's father, making Helga roll her eyes. She was slightly excited for a big plan to work. The plan was that she would watch the training until halfway, and then she would sneak behind one of the axe targets and jump out as someone threw the axe, only to catch it in the ear. All of the attention would go to her, and then she could steal her brother's sword and throw it right at the target from farther than the other Vikings could throw. It had to be done today, because the king was watching the practice today. That could give her a real chance.
Helga put on the dress and shoes she was forced to wear and stuffed her brother's spare Viking boots and helmet in her bag. She ran to her mother and kissed her goodbye and then sprinted down to the Viking practice where her brother was already sharpening his sword. She waded through the training, watching the way her brother's friend's hands were shifting the wrong way while throwing an axe. She knew this because she had been going to the woods every day since she was 8 to practice axe throwing and fighting. When the hallway mark was approaching at the practice, Helga discreetly made her way behind the stands and chucked on the helmet and boots. The helmet was slightly too big for her head and slipping off to the side.
Her target was her oldest brother, Alpha, who was a lead Viking, the best in town, and now! The axe had left Alpha's hand and everybody gasped as Helga jumped out and caught it. Alpha yelled, "Helga, what are you doing? You could have been killed!" Helga started to run, but didn't care. She didn't care what her brother said. She would go through all of the yelling in the world to prove that she would be a Viking. Could be a Viking. When she got far enough, she threw the axe and hit it at the target square in the middle. She expected praise from the crowd, but to her horror, the king yelled, "Witchcraft!" Helga was furious. All that planning and hard work for nothing. But, sir, get away from me, witch! The burning event will start at sunset.
Helga couldn't talk back, or the torture would be worse. She slumped her way home and told her mother the news. "What an utterly stupid thing to do, Helga a Slorg Fine here." Helga merely frowned. She couldn't get angry with her mother, as her life was coming to an end. "I love you, mother," 4 hours later. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for, witch, in the fire you go. Wait, before I go, may I make a proposal? Helga asked as sweetly as possible. The king just stared in disgust. After interrupting the event? Ugh, fine, what? Helga chose her words carefully and said, Could you please consider giving me another chance? The king looked considerate before he said, We will have a war. A war between you and 10 hand-picked Vikings. You will keep going until they surrender. But they're allowed to kill you. Do we have a deal?
We do. The king smiled, almost warmly. I thought so. Well, the war will begin in 2 days. Event dismissed. 2 days later. I love you, honey, and I believe in you. Helga's mother was sobbing. Well, you have a head start, don't you? Go and find your hiding spot before they set off. I just can't believe your brother was picked to fight. Helga frowned. Mother, I am not using the head start. I am setting off at the same time as the Vikings. I want to prove that I can be a Viking. Her mother was about to shout in rage and tell her to use the head start, but then they heard it. That was the battle bell. Helga hugged her mother goodbye and rushed out the door with her Alfbert sword, the best Viking weapon, and spotted the Vikings.
The Vikings were exciting, their training stadium and standing tall. Helga was about to be spotted, so she shuffled right and then sprinted behind the stadium. She poked her head around the corner and saw the stairs used for maintenance on the roof. This was her opportunity. She climbed the metal stairs and flinched at the clang sound that her boots made. With ease, she made it to the top and sprinted across the roof to the other end of the stadium where the Vikings were standing below her. She made a quick decision and jumped down, hoping to land on her feet just in front of the Vikings, but instead she landed right on her brother's head. As one of her feet slipped down, her brother set out a scream of pain. My nose, you witch! She yelled. At that point, he needed a doctor to help and surrendered from the war. One down, 9 to go.
The Vikings were shocked. They didn't move until Helga bellowed. Anybody else? This seemed to trigger the Vikings. They pulled out their weapons and suddenly charged towards her. Helga ran faster than she ever knew she could. Helga seized her crossbow from her belt and pointed it backwards without looking. She knew where to aim, because the Vikings behind her were wearing such heavy boots that she could hear exactly where they were. She let go of the trigger, and it felt like time paused as everyone looked at the Viking in front of the arrow. Ah! Helga heard a Viking yell. She glanced behind her to a Viking on the floor, sitting in a pool of blood and clutching his arm. 2 down, 8 to go. Helga didn't waste time and carried on sprinting downtown.
6 Vikings later, Helga sat on top of the town hall roof, her legs dangling. She had 2 Vikings waiting for her to strike. Of course, she didn't have a clue of where they were exactly. Helga sat on the roof for what felt like an hour until she hatched a cunning plan. A plan to turn the last 2 Vikings on each other, and at the same time put doubt into the king's mind that they were worthy Vikings at all. Helga grinned to herself as she took a leap off the roof and unsurprisingly stuck the landing. She started walking through the village. Nobody spotted her as they were all so stuck into the conversations about the fight between Helga and the Vikings. So off she walked into the king's quarters. She wandered through the castle until she found the king's last barrel of mead. She took the barrel and rolled it out of the castle. Now she had learned the last 2 Vikings' names, Ivar and Ragnar, from hearing the names while she was walking through the village.
Helga rolled the barrel into Ragnar's house. She tipped the barrel over until half of it was on the floor and smashed Ragnar's drinking glasses and smashed them onto the mead. She then ran down the hill and found the 2 Vikings. As soon as they saw her, they ran at her. Helga lured them back up the hill. When they saw Ragnar's house, they both froze. Ragnar said, Oi, what's that oozing from under my door? Helga turned around. Ivar answered, I think you spilled some of your mead. Ragnar was confused. I don't have any mead. Helga made her escape while they discussed the topic. Later that day, the king was bored of waiting for the battle to end, so he walked over to the room where his barrel of mead was supposed to be. To see it gone made him furious. He set off immediately to find the thief. As soon as they walked past Ragnar and Ivar, he overheard them talking about the mead. He questioned them more, searching the house, and finished by saying, "Lock them in the dungeons until I come up with a better plan."
The Vikings turned on each other. They blamed each other for getting them locked up. They were fighting in the dungeons, dreading the time when the king told them the punishment. Helga dangled her legs over the rooftops once again. She was more than happy. Her dream would finally come true. The dream of becoming a Viking. The next day, the punishment was decided. Ragnar and Ivar were never to be seen in the town again. They were banished from the town by the king. Once the two ex-Vikings were gone, the king approached Helga. "Helga Fine here," he said. "As I promised, you have proven yourself worthy of becoming a Viking. Congratulations." Helga stood still, but she was jumping with joy in her mind. "Thank you, sir." 3 days later, the yearly Viking trials started. Helga was appointed to head Viking. She ran the trials. It was different, though. They accepted girls to try out. By the end of the trials, there was an equal number of boys and girls that were Vikings, thanks to Helga Fine here.
Welcome back to Arrow FM 92.7. You're here with the St. Teresa's crew bringing you Livewires.
Wow, what a story.
I know. Helga definitely proved that determination and courage can make a difference.
It was a great reminder that everyone has talents and abilities no matter who they are.
Speaking of important stories, our next segment is about something very special.
We're heading into our Anzac Day reflection.
This is presented by Max, Willie, Riley and Fletcher.
Over to you.
Hi, it's Willie.
I'm back.
Hey, it's Tyler.
Riley, it's me, Riley.
So, I have a bad memory. What's happening? Can I sleep?
Yeah, I want to sleep.
Then let's go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow, really? Well, anyways, we're talking about Anzac Day.
We started today. It was sunny, thank goodness, by meeting up by the mini train park.
I had to practice my poem. Yep, I had to say a poem in front of everyone.
Didn't you get scared?
Kind of.
Wasn't the whole Featherston there?
Not really, but a lot of people were.
Then the band started playing and we all marched to where the ceremony was held.
I felt so professional while marching, like I was part of the army or something. Elsie, weren't you there with St. John? Honestly, that must have been so cool in uniform and marching along.
Yeah.
I bet that some of the people there were probably in the army.
Maybe. The part I really liked was the wreath laying.
Yeah, I kind of did enjoy that.
For the wreath laying, volunteers from around Featherston and the schools laid a wreath down in the Featherston District War Memorial.
Our volunteers were?
Sotcha and Tyler.
What? No, I did not do that.
Not you, the other Tyler. Riley, was it just you who read the poem?
No, Fletcher did as well.
Sadly for you guys, the mic cut out.
Sad.
After all of that, we marched down to the Anzac Hall and took photos.
It was like paparazzi there.
I was famous.
Were you even there?
What? Of course.
Sure, pal.
And finally, we had a service kind of thing in the Anzac Hall.
I went home after that.
That was pretty much the day.
Anzac Day is really enjoyable and it feels amazing to be able to join in honour of soldiers who passed.
I really enjoyed it and I think you listeners would too.
Anyways, guys, we've got to go.
Dang, already?
Bye, my pookies.
Bye, girlies.
See you later.
Bye.
Welcome back to Arrow FM 92.7.
You're here with the Santa Rosa's crew bringing you live wires.
That was a really meaningful reflection from the team.
Yeah, it's important to take moments and like that to remember the history behind them.
Absolutely. And it's also a reminder of courage, respect and teamwork.
Definitely.
Now, up next, we're moving into another important part of our show.
It's time for our Stations of the Cross fiction.
This is presented by Fletcher, Riley and Ariella.
Let's take a listen.
Hello there, it's me.
Fletcher here.
Ariella.
Wow, what I was going to say until you interrupted me was, it's me, Riley.
Gosh, sorry.
Wait guys, aren't we supposed to be talking about something?
Oh yeah, wasn't it like Stations of the Cross?
Yeah, we were talking about Stations of the Cross.
Okay, great. Now, what happened again?
You really don't remember?
Let's cast our minds all the way back to Easter.
That was so long ago.
I know, right? Almost a whole term ago. Anyway, before we broke for the Easter holidays, we performed a Stations of the Cross play as part of our liturgy. The whole school performed the different parts of the story of Jesus' death and resurrection.
Who are you guys acting as?
I was reading, actually.
I was reading as well.
Oh, well, I read the welcome, but I acted as one of Mary's supporters.
Our station was about Jesus being buried in his tomb.
I think my favourite part was watching Jesus, aka Zeke, be carried by the guards. It was kind of funny.
Mine was the singing, definitely the singing.
I also liked getting the chance to speak in front of all the school and guests.
Mine was...
Riley, are you there?
I think she fell asleep.
May as well finish without her.
I think the Stations of the Cross was a great and fun thing to do, and an interesting way to tell such an important story.
And the perfect way to celebrate Easter.
Aha! My favourite part was the sun shining on my back.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, that was a bit delayed.
A bit? Really?
Anyways, Stations of the Cross was great.
Sure was. Don't forget to check it out in our next year as well.
But you won't see me in Fletcher, as we'll be going to college next year.
Yep.
But don't worry.
Because we'll make sure to put you on the show for you.
Well, time to hand it back to the MCs. Bye!
Bye. Wow, that was really special reflection.
Yeah, it's a story that makes you think. And it's great to see how everyone was able to be a part of telling it in their own way.
Definitely. It's one of those moments where the whole school comes together.
For sure.
And now we're going to gently switch gears back into the rest of today's show.
Well, not quite so gently. We have a song from Owen.
This next song is called Sunflower, released in 2018 for the animated film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Possibly known and Shagley, Sunflower holds massive showing me in chart and records as over 4 billion streams. I hope you enjoy.
Love will be too much, or you'll be left in the dust. Unless I stuck by ya, you're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
Every time I'm leaving on you, you don't make it easy, no. Wish I could be there for you. Give me a reason to. Every time I'm walking out, I can hear you telling me to turn around.
Wow, that song was great.
Yeah, thanks, Owen.
I love that song so much.
Check our schedule for what's next.
Up next, we've got a basketball review. Aw, basketball. Our last game was last week.
Yeah, sadly.
But there's always next year.
The basketball season was so fun. We made such great memories with our classmates.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play next year.
And on our last day, we had ice cream. We would also love to say a big thank you to Mrs. Matthews for coaching us, taking some people up in the van, and paying for our ice creams.
We couldn't have had a better basketball season. And my flavour was so good, you just had to copy.
Anyways, let's give the mic to the basketball people.
Here on Arrow FM 92.7 LiveWise.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and we're talking about
basketball.
Hey, I was meant to say that.
Stop arguing, guys. Anyway, we have two teams.
Each of our teams has 10 players.
No, each of our teams has 9 players, not 10.
Oh, yeah, my bad, bud.
I'm the best player.
Did you forget about me, Chris, and Brandon?
Yeah, we're pretty good too.
Fine. Maybe I'm only like the 4th best player in the team.
That's more like it.
Oh, we played at Cornell College.
Team 1 did awesome. We won 2 games.
And Team 2 drew in 1 game.
Both teams played really well.
Especially Team 1.
Yeah, we cooked Team 2 when we played against them.
Yeah, they didn't know what hit them.
Team 1 was unstoppable.
We were on fire that day. Oh, by the way, the score was 29-10 to us.
Hopefully we can do it again next year. Next time.
We are year 8, so we won't be able to do it next year.
Yeah, me and Chris were the MVPs for sure, and we're staying humble about it.
Well, that's what you think.
We better wrap it up, guys.
Bye-bye.
Baby, bye-bye-bye.
Our FM 92.7.
You're here with Santa Rosa Crew.
That sounds like a pretty competitive game.
I think we might have to get official MPV decision because everyone seems to have an option.
Opinion. But it sounds like both teams worked hard and had a great time.
Coming up next, we have more school sports updates. So stay tuned. It's your boy, Betty. I'm gonna let the world
know. Yeah. What's crack-a-lacking, fellas?
Hi, I'm Brandon.
Hi.
What up, broskies? Lol, Rohan.
Broskies in the Big 26 is crazy. And I'm seeing it.
Come at me, broski.
Anyway, we will be discussing our softball tournament.
Yeah, I had the furthest home run out of anyone.
Definitely.
He did, though.
Yeah, that was a pretty good hit, broski.
Why do you keep saying broski?
Because I'm nonchalant, broski.
Bro, that isn't even nonchalant, bro.
Don't be a hater, little bro.
Do you remember that throw that Chris threw? It was like 50 meters away and he still made it.
Yeah, that throw was crazy.
It's because I'm just him.
Oh, remember that sausage sizzle, broskies?
Yeah, but I wasn't really that good and they ran out of sausage. They ran out in like 20 minutes.
But what about the actual game?
How many did your team win?
Like, I don't know, two?
Nah, we actually lost all of them, broski.
Yeah, sadly we did.
Most of our games were pretty close though, whether we won or not.
Martinborough played so well.
Martinborough destroyed us, broskies.
Deadpool is my favourite superhero because he goes baby bye bye bye.
Yeah, at least I won a prize.
For doing nothing, broski.
That's not what we are talking about, Rohan.
Yeah, well, we still had fun though, right?
The first game was so close, we almost won.
I asked if we had fun though, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, broski.
Remember when you threw our only ball over the fence and Miss Lark had to get it?
That was not my fault, that was yours.
You don't want the smoke though, bro.
Yeah, how, broski?
It just is, broski.
Well, I think we should hand it over to the MCs.
Wait, I have one more thing to say.
Baby, bye-bye?
Nothing, hat.
Quick, hand over the mic.
No way!
Something else, broskies!
You're back with our FM 92.7 LiveWires, coming to you live from St. Teresa's School.
That's right, and what a morning it's been so far. We've heard all about softball, some big hits, and a few different opinions.
I'm still not over that ball going over the fence. Mrs. Lark deserves a medal for that one.
Honestly, but now we're moving on to something that will test everyone's endurance a bit more. Cross Country by Malachi, Brandon and Kayla.
Yep, lace up your shoes and get ready. Let's see who has been training and who's been accidentally forgetting PE.
Stay with us because there are definitely some surprises coming up in the results.
This is our FM 92.7 LiveWires at St. Teresa's School, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, guys. It's me again, Brandon.
Testing.
Is this thing on?
How do you even work it?
Does this always have to happen when I come here?
Oh, whoops. We're on.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are. Can't you see?
Yes. I'm not blind.
You can't be slacking like this. You just got to stick to the script.
Wait, what are we doing here? I forgot.
Cross country. What am I even doing here at this point?
Cross country is why you're here.
Okay, well,
What?
Yeah, what?
The part where I kind of fell down the hill and kind of lost all my dignity.
Ha ha ha.
And last year, somebody lost both of their shoes.
Yeah, but at least you didn't slip in cow poop.
What about the time someone got chased by a cow?
Moo!
What cow?
You don't remember?
Huh, wait. That cow!
No, Brandon, bro. There was no cow chasing someone. We were just making it up.
I kind of feel bad for that cow.
I just said there was no cow.
Brandon, are you okay?
Brandon?
Huh? Yeah? Oh, sorry. I was just deep in thought.
What thought?
The thought that we aren't even talking about cross country at this point.
We were here for that.
Are we?
Just talk about cross country and how we all did.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we all did pretty well in our own ways.
True. It was actually kind of fun once it was over.
Yeah, exactly. It was intense, but kind of fun.
Anyway, Brandon, didn't you have a moment on that hill?
Yeah, I remember someone sliding a bit on the downhill section.
I did better than that hill did to me.
Fair enough.
You know, if we aren't talking about cross country, I think we should just hand it over to the MCs.
If you hand the mic to the MCs, you'll still technically be talking to us, though.
You are.
Shush, Brandon. Anyway, Kayla, what was your favourite thing about cross country?
Hey, I just...
My favourite thing? I think just finishing and seeing everyone support each other.
Yeah, same. It was actually pretty cool seeing everyone cheering.
Yeah, that part was good.
My favourite thing was the downhill sprint at the end.
Sam, that was actually kind of fun.
I just like surviving it.
Fair.
Yep, and now we are going to wrap it up.
Wait, just before we go...
What?
I just want to say...
What?
I just...
Just say it.
And what if you just let me?
Just pass on the mic to the MC, Kayla.
I am the MC, though.
Oh, yeah.
Kia ora, everyone. You're back with our FM 92.7 Livewires, coming to you live from St. Teresa's School.
And that was Cross Country, full of energy, a few surprises, and some very interesting downhill moments. Yup, yup, yuppity, yup, 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 that's me.
Why are you so cheerful today, Ariella?
Because I woke up on the right side of the bed today.
Well, that's good, I guess. At least you're not cranky.
Yep, yep, let's get back to work now.
Okay.
We have sports by
Fletcher, Willie, Rohan and Max.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome to sports. I'm Willie.
Hi, my name is Max.
Hi, my name is Rohan. What up?
Sup, I'm Fletcher.
First, we're going to talk about basketball. The NBA playoffs, I heard, are pretty good.
Yeah, teams are under pressure because all of the teams are really good.
It was a cool game, and I'm glad Magic won.
Well, I think we should.
We had a Lakers vs. Rockets game. In cricket, I think New Zealand is a really good team.
We won against India in cricket 286-284. We won by 15 balls and 6 wickets.
Because we will always play hard against them.
Now let's talk about the FIFA World Cup.
New Zealand's first match was versus Iran on the 16th of June.
We tied 2-2, but I think New Zealand did really well, and we scored the first goal.
I think Spain will win because they have really good players, like Lamine Yamal. He is really good.
Yeah, Lamine Yamal is him.
Boy, Spain is cooked.
No, that's Zimbabwe, silly.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that is true.
It is so true. Like, how do you get confused with Spain and Zimbabwe?
They literally don't even sound the same. Spain and Zimbabwe?
How? Hey, give the dude some credit. He just forgot.
I mean, even then, knowing each of the countries is pretty good.
All right, let's stop bullying Rohan.
Bro, I'm not getting bullied.
You started it.
Yeah, Fletcher.
All right, chill, Willie.
No need to be mad, Willie.
But he was being mean to me.
Yo, chill out and get back to the script.
Okay, fine, but stop trying to be cool.
The FIFA World Cup is now on.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, the opening match was Mexico versus South Africa.
The score was 2-0. Mexico won! Also, South Korea was playing and it was 2-1.
New Zealand played Iran and scored 2 goals, but sadly...
we drew.
You cut me off.
Well, that's not my fault. Next time, talk faster.
It was a good game, and we were all watching it live at school with the year 5 and 6s.
Yeah, there were so many people in that one tiny little class.
People think Portugal was going to win, but they drew 1-0 to Congo, so it's still wide open.
Yeah, but all of the teams were warming up.
Did you guys hear about the NBA finals?
Yeah. Didn't the Knicks win and the fans were going crazy?
Yeah, they were going wild.
Yeah, winning the finals isn't that surprising, isn't it?
Well, I think it's time to hand over to the MCs.
Bye!
Bye, my pookies.
Later.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Hello? Testing. We're on, right?
Yes, Kayla, the mic is on. Everyone can hear you.
And they can also hear you too. Anyways, hello everybody, we are back. It's St. Teresa's here on 92.7 Arrow FM Livewires.
And what's up next? We have Owen playing a song.
Owen! Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Well, hopefully it's a good song.
My final song is Sunwolf, a 2021 Sunshine Pop, at Angel Pop by American singer Nikki Yeo, and producer Daisy working by Nikki in just 45 minutes while he was home, sick in the bed. The feel-good track exploded into a global sensation on TikTok. It has over 2.8 billion views. He got to enjoy.
La 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 la
head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes.
Hello everyone, you're back with our FM 92.7 LiveWires, coming to you live from St. Teresa's School.
And that cross country full of energy, if you...
Absolutely, and now we're switching gears from music to something a bit more future focused.
Yep, because up next we're talking about Year 8's College Open Day. What schools were like, what students could go up to, and what stood out the most.
Stick with us, because there were definitely a few surprises along the way.
Hi, I'm Fletcher, and welcome to the LiveWires College Open Day chat.
Come on, Chris, hurry up.
I'm coming. Just wait.
You're gonna be lost again.
Like when his bag got stuck between the chairs and he couldn't get out.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
So, nah, I think this was kind of newy stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, let's just stick to the open day stuff so everyone can follow.
Tai, focus up.
With pleasure.
All right, I'll just listen then.
Now that we're all here, maybe let's talk about the Kudanui College Open Day.
Good idea, Riley.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, we weren't even 10 minutes in, and me and Tai and Chris almost got lost in the crowd.
I was following the people, but I was scared I was in the wrong group. You guys just left me.
But we did make it to music class in time.
Eventually.
The drums were cool.
Dude, you didn't even do the drums.
Yeah, that was only Tyler, Felix, and I.
I wanted to do the drums, but Chris dragged me to DJ.
What did I do? I did not.
Break it up. Oh, yes, you did.
Break it up, guys. Break it up.
Yeah, we even...
All right, let's stay on track, everyone.
Yeah, we don't need to get off topic.
You weren't even there, so let's just go.
Okay.
Moving on.
Next was PE.
That was fun. Did I forget to mention I was the only girl?
I mean, you were having fun though, right?
I guess.
For PE, we did...
Basketball!
Bruh. Really?
What? We did.
And we did balloon badminton.
That was too chaotic for me.
I was just doing cartwheels. Did anyone even win?
I don't know, but why care? When next we did lunch at the canteen.
Yeah.
Chris was happy because he got food.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Can we do the next thing, please?
Yes.
Fine, but I'm not complaining because next was French.
We all participated in some fun games, but we had to speak in French.
That was kind of fun.
It wasn't my fave.
Well, I personally enjoyed it because at the end we got croissants. Yeah.
Can you stop now?
Party pooper.
No one says that.
Our final class was social studies.
That was pretty cool.
We recreated the New Zealand flag, and if we did well, we got a chocolate fish.
And we got to vote on some things.
Not in real life, though.
I got a chocolate fish just for asking.
I'm proud to say the teacher handed me one, too.
Wow, nice.
Jealousy speaking much?
I am not jealous!
Mm-hmm, sure.
How many times do I have to say next?
Not anymore, because next was lunch.
But instead of normal lunch,
we got burgers and sausages.
That was so good.
Remember the kid that was dancing?
He really thought he was the coolest kid ever.
I'm still cracking up.
Proper confidence, though.
Then there was that big dance party.
Yeah, that was actually really fun.
And those burgers, man, that mayo was so good.
Yeah, when she got it on my finger.
Your finger was looking good. I mean, looking good.
Isn't that just the KFC thing? I give up.
We did get popsicles, so I'm happy.
And your favourite song was playing, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, the California girls.
We're unforgettable.
I thought you gave up, Riley.
What? When did I say
5 seconds ago.
What about that, California girls?
We passed that topic.
Well, I got drama class.
Since when were you here, Fletcher?
The Kununu College Day was actually better than I thought.
Yeah, I missed my friends, though.
Yeah, but it looked like you had fun by yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, and the prize giving?
The prize giving?
Yeah, that was intense.
We had a 1 in 240 chance true.
Wait, how do you know that?
That's actually pretty specific.
This is getting weird.
Maybe we should just give the mic back to the MCs.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, pass it on.
Baby, bye.
We are done with this.
Give the mic back to the MCs, Brandon, quick before we get cut off.
Okay, Ariella, take it quickly.
Ah, you could have just passed it.
Good catch.
Yeah, it was a pretty legendary catch.
No, it was just a normal catch, not legendary.
It was good though, right?
It was all right. I was a bit nervous to be an MC.
Same, but we actually did really good.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Aw, thanks. You did great too. Well, that's all for our Live Wires.
We will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening to our Live Wires on our FM 92.7. Bye.